A task force to address King County's heroin epidemic will release recommendations this week that could include a safe consumption site for people who use drugs. The group will make another recommendation, creating a buprenorphine program, as KUOW's healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna reports.
Most people might know about methadone to treat heroin addiction. Buprenorphine is another medication that can help people reduce and eventually quit their dependency. Later this fall, people who come to the Needle Exchange Program in Seattle will have more than clean syringes and services offered to them. They can also get buprenorphine. Dr. Joe Bruner is a physician with Seattle King County Public Health Clinic. The idea, he says, is to make treatment as easy as possible when people want it.
The thinking is a day when the client doesn't use heroin and uses buprenorphine instead is a good day, and that's improving their health that day. And that's enough. That's enough to prescribe them buprenorphine.
A doctor can prescribe buprenorphine, so it doesn't require going to a special clinic like methadone treatment does. So why aren't there more providers doing this? Addiction carries a lot of stigma, says Bruner.
And treating addiction also carries stigma. And there's reluctance on the part of lots of prescribing physicians who could get their waiver to invite drug addiction into their clinics. And so most counties in Washington State don't have buprenorphine prescribers available.
To date, San Francisco and Boston have similar buprenorphine programs. Seattle's program will start small, around 50 patients initially, with plans for more down the road. The goal is that other providers, including community health centers and behavioral health clinics, would step in as clients are further along in their treatment. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.